What's up, listeners? Welcome back to another week of Book Review with Alex. Today, we'll be reading a book called The Chosen by Chaim Podok. This book takes place in Brooklyn at the end of World War II. It follows the youth of two boys who happen to be Orthodox Jews, one being Reuven Malter, who is the narrator, and his friend David Malter. David Malter is a very smart kid. He has photographic memory, and he has a passion for psychology. Under normal circumstances, these boys would have never met as they live in different areas of Brooklyn. But one day they meet as their high school softball teams played each other. It happens to be that Reuven was pitching and Danny hits the ball and it somehow hits Reuven in the eye. This sends Reuven to the hospital as he is greatly injured. Upon visiting Reuven in the hospital, Danny asked for forgiveness as he was the one who caused him his pain. But both boys end up talking about very philosophical things, such as their interests and their hopes for the future. Danny confides into Reuven after this day as they continue their time in high school. Danny opens up to Reuven about how his dad wants him to be a rabbi, but he does not want to be a rabbi. And he also reads books at the public library that his father would not approve of. He begins to talk about how a man at the library offers him books and recommends him what to read. And a small plot twist happens, and this turns out to be Reuven's dad. As more time passes, Danny introduces Reuven to his father. And shockingly, he quizzes him in public about knowledge about the Jewish heritage and religion. And then Danny's dad quizzes Reuven, and Reuven answers correctly, impressing his dad. The boys eventually go to college, where they grow very different, as Danny wants to go into psychology, specifically Freudian psychology, and Reuven wants to become a rabbi. Eventually, after the end of the war, tension grows in the Jewish state, as both of their fathers disagree on their Zionist views. Thus, they forbid them from ever talking to each other, and this silence continues through their second year of college. Both boys, specifically Reuven, long for their relationship. As the state of Israel is declared a nation, Rabbi Sanders allows the two kids to finally speak to each other once again and resume their friendship. As they continue through college, Danny secretly applies to the graduate program. But although he is hiding this from his father, he realizes that the letters from the school will show up at his house, thus causing conflict because he never mentioned to his dad his dreams of being a psychologist versus being a rabbi. And one day, Reuven realizes that Reb Sanders is asking him to come over so he can talk to Danny. And then his father admits that he knew all along that he wanted to be a psychologist rather than a rabbi. And he explains why he raised Danny in silence, because he was worried that he wouldn't have empathy towards others while he has such a great mind and he was very intelligent. His dad finally gives him the blessing to do what he wants and become a psychologist. So he goes to Columbia University. And he finally gets to shave his beard and the earlocks, which are the long pieces of hair that grow on the side of an Orthodox Jew's head. This thus symbolizing his freedom to do as he pleases rather than what he thinks his father wants for him. In this book by Podok, he uses the use of parallels as one of the main themes throughout the book. He specifically uses two types of parallels, or two examples of parallels, the fathers and the two boys. The boys specifically foiled each other in a way, but yet had this friendship to help them expand and teach new things. Danny was able to teach Reuven a broad mindset and was able to analyze the world around him. And Reuven was able to teach Danny patience and open-mindedness when Danny was upset when learning experimental psychology in college rather than Freudian psychology. Another theme that's throughout The Chosen is Judaism. This is a popular theme in this book because both boys grow up in an Orthodox community where both fathers are very religious, thus showing the impact of the religion on their lives An example of this is when the boys are forced to not talk to each other when one of the boys' fathers forbids them because of their political differences relating to Israel. Another important theme is rebellion. This is shown when Danny refuses to become a rabbi like his father wants. He believes that he should go into what he wants as a career and a field choice, which is psychology. Thus, rebellion is shown as he goes against his father's words and hides it from his father until college when he finally confesses to his father. World War II is also prevalent throughout the book. One instance of this is at the very beginning when both boys' softball teams play each other. Here, they are shown that the Jewish boys are physically fit, which is ideal during this time to show that the Jews were not weak, as they were seen as a target during this war. Also, the captain, or the coach of the team, refers to the teammates as soldiers, thus having a parallel between the boys and the softball team to a seemingly unrelated war at the same time. All in all, this book shows the tale of two boys living in New York during World War II. Their fathers are both very religious, and thus they have impacted both their child's lives differently. One starts to resent their father and grows to go against his father's words and chooses what he wants to do rather than what his father wants. And the other one tries to follow in the footsteps of the father, becoming a rabbi, which entails the keeping the tradition of the family. Also, we had many themes throughout this book, such as parallels, relationships between friends, and World War II. All these themes throughout the book enhance the plot as they enrich the relationship between the two boys as they go from high school through college. Thanks for listening to this week's re-edition of Book Review with Alex. See you next week.